This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman, Book 26, read by Hugh McGuire. Passage to India. 1. Singing my days, singing the great achievements of the present, singing the strong, light works of engineers, our modern wonders, the antique ponderous seven outvied. In the old world, the east, the Suez Canal, the new, by its mighty railroad spanned, the seas inlaid with elegant, gentle wires. Yet first to sound, and ever sound, the cry with thee, old soul, the past, the past, the past, the past, the dark unfathomed retrospect, the teeming gulf, the sleepers in the shadows, the past, the infinite greatness of the past, for what is the present after all but the growth out of the past? As a projectile formed, impelled, passing a certain line, still keeps on, so the present, utterly formed, impelled by the past. 2. Passage, O soul, to India. Eclairsis, the myths, Asiatic, the primitive fables. Not you alone, proud truths of the world, nor you alone, ye facts of modern science, but myths and fables of eld, Asia's, Africa's fables, the far-darting beams of the spirit, the unloosed dreams, the deep-diving Bibles and legends, the daring plots of the poets, the elder religions. O, you temples fairer than the lilies poured over by the rising sun! O, you fables spurning the known, eluding the hold of the known, mounting to heaven! You lofty and dazzling towers, pinnacled red as roses, burnished with gold, towers of fables, immortal fashioned from mortal dreams. You too I welcome, and fully the same as the rest. You too with joy I sing. Passage to India. Lo, soul, seest thou not God's purpose from the first? The earth to be spanned, connected by network, the races, neighbors, to marry and be given in marriage, the oceans to be crossed, the distance brought near, the lands to be welded together. A warship new, I sing, you captains, voyagers, explorers, yours, you engineers, you architects, machinists, yours, you. Not for trade or transportation only, but in God's name, and for thy sake, O soul. 3. Passage to India. Lo, soul, for thee of tableaus twain, I see in one the Suez Canal initiated, opened. I see the procession of steamships, the Empress Eugenie's leading the van. I mark from on deck the strange landscape, the pure sky, the level sand in the distance. I pass swiftly the picturesque groups, the workmen gathered, the gigantic dredging machines. In one again, different, yet thine, all thine, O soul, the same. I see over my own continent the Pacific Railroad surmounting every barrier. I see continual trains of cars winding along the Platte, carrying freight and passengers. I hear the locomotives rushing and roaring and the shrill steam whistle. I hear the echoes reverberate through the grandest scenery in the world. I cross the Laramie Plains. I note the rocks in grotesque shapes, the buttes. I see the plentiful larkspur and wild onions, the barren, colorless sage deserts. I see in glimpses afar, or towering immediately above me, the great mountains. I see the Wind River and the Wasatch Mountains. I see the Monument Mountain and the Eagle's Nest. I pass the promontory. I ascend the Nevadas. I scan the noble Elk Mountain, and wind around its base. I see the Humboldt Range. I thread the valley and cross the river. I see the clear waters of Lake Tahoe. I see forests of majestic pines. Or crossing the great desert, the alkaline plains, I behold enchanting mirages of waters and meadows. Marking through these and after all, in duplicate slender lines, bridging the 3 or 4 thousand miles of land travel, trying the eastern to the western sea, the road between Europe and Asia. Ah, Genoese, thy dream, centuries after thou art laid in thy grave, the shore thou foundest verifies thy dream. 4. Passage to India. Struggles of many a captain, tales of many a sailor dead, over my mood stealing and spreading they come, like clouds and cloudlets in the unreached sky. Along all history, down the slopes, as a rivulet running, sinking now and now again to the surface rising, a ceaseless thought, a varied train, lo, soul, to thee, thy sight, they rise, the plans, the voyages again, the expeditions. Again Vasco da Gama sails forth, again the knowledge gained, the mariner's compass, lands found and nations born, thou born, America, for purpose vast, man's long probation filled, thou rondure of the world at last accomplished. 5. O vast rondure swimming in space, covered all over with visible power and beauty, alternate light and day, the teeming spiritual darkness, unspeakable high processions of sun and moon and countless stars above, below the manifold grass and waters, animals, mountains, trees, with inscrutable purpose, some hidden prophetic intention. Now first, it seems, my thought begins to span thee. Down from the gardens of Asia, descending, radiating, Adam and Eve appear, their myriad progeny after them, wandering, yearning, curious with restless explorations, with questionings, baffled, formless, feverish with never happy hearts, with that sad, incessant refrain, wherefore, unsatisfied soul, and whither, O mocking life? Ah, who shall soothe these feverish children? Who justify these restless explorations? Who speak the secret of impassive earth? Who bind it to us? What is this separate nature so unnatural? What is this earth to our affections? Unloving earth, without a throb to answer ours, cold earth, the place of graves. Yet, soul, be sure, the first intent remains and shall be carried out. Perhaps even now the time has arrived. After the seas are all crossed, as they seem already crossed, after the great captains and engineers have accomplished their work, after the noble inventors, after the scientist, the chemist, the geologist, ethnologist, finally shall come the poet worthy that name. The true son of God shall come singing his songs. Then not your deeds only, O voyagers, O scientists and inventors, shall be justified. All these hearts as of fretted children shall be soothed. All affectation shall be fully responded to. The secret shall be told. All these separations and gaps shall be taken up and hooked and linked together. The whole earth, this cold, impassive, voiceless earth, shall be completely justified. Trinitas divine shall be gloriously accomplished and compacted by the true Son of God, the poet. He shall indeed pass the straits and conquer the mountains. He shall double the Cape of Good Hope to some purpose. Nature and man shall be disjoined and diffused no more. The true Son of God shall absolutely fuse them. 6. yet at whose wide-flung door I sing, year of the purpose accomplished, year of the marriage of continents, climates, and oceans, no mere dodge of Venice now wedding the Adriatic. I see, O year, in you the vast terraqueous globe, given and giving all, Europe to Asia, Africa joined, and they to the new world, the lands, geographies dancing before you, holding a festival garland, as brides and bridegrooms hand in hand. Passage to India, cooling airs from Caucasus far, soothing cradle of man, the river Euphrates flowing, the past lit up again. Lo, soul, the retrospect brought forward, the old, most populous, wealthiest of earth's lands, the streams of the Indus and the Ganges, and their many affluents. I, my shores of America, walking it today, behold, resuming all, the tale of Alexander on his warlike marches suddenly dying, on one side China, and on the other side Persia and Arabia, to the south the great seas and the Bay of Bengal, the flowing literatures, tremendous epics, religions, castes, old occult Brahma, interminably far back, the tender and junior Buddha, central and southern empires and all their belongings, possessors, the wars of Tamerlane, the reign of Agrabazi, the traders, rulers, explorers, Moslems, Venetians, Byzantium, the Arabs, Portuguese, the first travelers famous yet, Marco Polo, Batuta, the Moor, doubts to be solved, the map incognita, blanks to be filled, the foot of man unstayed, the hands never at rest, thyself, old soul, that will not brook a challenge. The medieval navigators rise before me, the world of 1492 with its awakened enterprise, something swelling in humanity now like the sap of the earth in spring, the sunset splendor of chivalry declining. And who art thou, sad shade, gigantic, visionary, thyself a visionary, with majestic limbs and pious beaming eyes, spreading around with every look of thine golden world, and hewing it with gorgeous hues. As the chief historian, down to the footlights, walks in some great scena, dominating the rest, I see the admiral himself, history's type of courage, action, faith. Behold him sail from Palos, leading his little fleet, his voyage behold, his return, his great fame, his misfortunes. Calumniators, behold him a prisoner, chained, behold his dejection, poverty, death. Curious, in time I stand, noting the efforts of heroes. Is the deferment long? Bitter the slander, poverty, death, lies the seed unwrecked for centuries in the ground. Lo, to God's due occasion, uprising in the night, it sprouts, blooms, and fills the earth with use and beauty. 7. Passage indeed, O soul, to primal thought, not lands and seas alone, thy own clear freshness, the young maturity of brood and bloom, two realms of budding Bibles, O soul, repressless, I with thee and thou with me, thy circumnavigation of the world begin, of man, the voyage of his mind's return, to reason's early paradise, back, back to wisdom's birth, to innocent intuitions, again with fair creation. 8. Oh, we can wait no longer. We too take ship, O soul, joyous, we too launch out on trackless seas, fearless for unknown shores, on waves of ecstasy to sail. Amid the wafting winds, thou pressing me to thee, I thee to me, O soul, caroling free, singing our song of God, chanting our chant of pleasant exploration. We laugh in many a kiss, let others deprecate, let others weep for sin, remorse, humiliation. O soul, thou pleasest me, I thee. Ah, more than any priest, O soul, we too believe in God, but with the mystery of God we dare not dally. O soul, thou pleasest me, I thee. Sailing these seas or on the hills, or waking in the night, thoughts, silent thoughts of time and space and death, like waters flowing, bear me indeed as though the region's infinite, whose air I breathe, whose ripples hear, leave me all over, bathe me, O God, in thee, mounting to thee, I and my soul to range in range of thee. O thou transcendent, nameless, the fibre and the breath, light of the light, shedding forth universes, thou centre of them, thou mightier centre of the true, the good, the loving, thou moral, spiritual fountain, affection's source, thou reservoir, O pensive soul of me, O thirst unsatisfied, waitest not there, waitest not haply for us somewhere there, the comrade prefect. Thou pulse, thou motive of the stars, suns, systems, that circling move in order safe, harmonious, athwart the shapeless vastness of space. How should I think, how breathe a single breath, how speak, if out of myself I could not launch to those superior universes? Swiftly I shrivel at the thought of God, at nature and its wonders, time and space and death. But that I, turning, call to thee, O soul, thou actual me, and lo, thou gently masterest the orbs. Thou matest time, smilest content at death, and fillest, swellest, full the vastness of space, greater than stars or suns. Bounding, O soul, thou journeyest forth, what love than thine and ours could wider amplify, what aspirations, wishes, outvie thine and ours, O soul, what dreams of the ideal, what plans of purity, perfection, and strength, what cheerful willingness for others' sake to give up all, for others' sake to suffer all. Reckoning ahead, O soul, when thou, the time achieved, the seas all crossed, weathered the capes, the voyage done, surrounded, copest, frontest God, yieldest, the aim attained, as filled with friendship, love complete, the elder brother found, the younger melts in fondness in his arms. 9. Passage to more than India. Are thy wings plumed indeed for such far flights? O soul, voyagest thou indeed on voyages like those? Disportest thou on waters such as those? Soundest below the Sanskrit and the Vedas? Then have thy bent unleashed passage to you, your shores, ye aged fierce enigmas. Passage to you, to mastership of you, ye strangling problems, you strewed with the wrecks of skeletons that living never reached you. Passage to more than India, a secret of the earth and sky, of you, O waters of the sea, O winding creeks and rivers, of you, O woods and fields, of you, strong mountains of my land, of you, O prairies, of you, gray rocks, O morning red, O clouds, O rain and snows, O day and night, passage to you, O sun and moon and all you stars, Sirius and Jupiter, passage to you. Passage, immediate passage, the blood burns in my veins. Away, O soul, hoist instantly the anchor. Cut the hawsers, haul out, shake out every sail. Have we not stood here like trees in the ground long enough? Have we not grovelled here long enough, eating and drinking like mere brutes? Have we not darkened and dazed ourselves with books long enough? Sail forth, steer for the deep waters only, reckless, O soul, exploring I with thee and thou with me, for we are bound where mariner has not yet dared to go, and we will risk the ship, ourselves and all, O brave soul. O farther, farther sail, O daring joy, but safe! Are they not all the seas of God? O farther, farther, farther sail! End of Book 26.